And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. On the way into New York from Rupert Barlow's luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay, Larry Noble took the wheel of his car. Beside him is Claudia Vincent, the attractive young woman he has helped to start on a career on Broadway. For some moments, they've been silent. But now, Larry says,
I don't quite like the idea of leaving Mary this way, Claudia. I'd feel much better about it if I'd taken her back home to Rosehaven first.
Oh, Mary would have been furious if you'd done that.
What? Why?
Oh, Larry, you're just a dear innocent baby. But don't you realize that Mary's simply overcome with the idea of having Rupert Barlow pay court to her? If courting is what you want to call it.
Nonsense. Mary has never had the least interest in Rupert, except as a friend of the family.
Believe that, Larry, darling, and you'll believe anything.
Well, never mind, Claudia. Let's not discuss it.
Well, just as you say, Larry. But for your own good, you've got to realize that your wife isn't at all averse to Rupert Barlow's attention. And I must say, I don't blame her. Until you get to know Rupert, as I know him, he's a charmer. And he's so terribly rich. Why, smarter women than Mary have fallen for him and made complete fools of themselves. But just look at Julia Dixon. Why, she's given up 10 whole years of her life to that man. Practically made herself his slave, running the estate and taking care of his social life. And what's it done for her? Nothing at all. Rupert Barlow isn't any closer to marrying her right now than he was when they first met. I'd say just the opposite.
Julia seems to be pretty well taken up with this young fellow from Bermuda. Matter of fact, I've never seen her so radiant.
Well, Oliver Wilson is years younger than Julia Dixon. And even though he's so polite and well-mannered that he wouldn't insult her, it's obvious that she couldn't attract him in a million years. Not romantically, at least.
Well, I don't suppose Julia's actually very romantic about young Wilson. There doesn't seem to be much to the fellow.
I disagree with you, Larry. I think he's utterly delightful.
Delightful? Did you think that little scene we heard when we arrived at Rupert's was delightful? When he shouted the house down because he'd misplaced one of his new shoes? If my son acted that way, I'd tan his hide.
Now, wasn't he priceless? I was never so amused, Larry. What just goes to show how high-spirited he is and how impatient. Oh, I suppose he's used to being waited on hand and foot, and it's hard for him to change, even when he's visiting over here.
Plain spoiled, if you ask me.
But nobody's asking you, darling. Now, personally, I think he's enchanting. He's so terribly handsome in that tall, bronzed way. And that hair, like wheat chaff.
Oh, Claudia, for heaven's sake.
Why, are you jealous, Larry, darling?
Hardly.
Oh, because you mustn't be. Just because I find that young man so breathtaking. Oh, Larry, I still think you're wonderful.
Thanks.
And I'll never forget that it was you who made it possible for me to step into a smash hit on Broadway after just a few days' rehearsal.
Don't get ahead of the story, Claudia. You haven't opened yet.
Why, Larry Noble, that's a hateful thing to say. Are you trying to undermine my confidence? And just when I was feeling so happy?
Certainly not, but I think you'd better start concentrating on the play for the next few days. It's going to be pretty strenuous. When you got Sheila's part so that she could get out of her contract and get married, it meant that the whole cast of our play must spend hours and hours of dreary rehearsal to get you set in the part.
But I can't very well help that now, can I, Larry?
No, but bear it in mind. It's not likely to endear you to the cast unless you take pains to be pleasant to them.
You know, I can't for the life of me see why you're giving me this absurd lecture just as, well, as though I were a 6-year-old.
Just trying to tip you off, Claudia. People in show business aren't noted for their long-suffering patience. When you change a cast during the hottest days of the summer, you're liable to find tempers pretty short.
Well, if you feel this way about it, Larry, I'm surprised that you took the trouble to help me in the first place.
I wanted to get you a break, Claudia, because I think you have talent. And because I know you've had a tough time.
And now you're sorry.
No, I'm not sorry. Just giving you a little brotherly advice.
Well, thank you so much, brother dear. I suppose that's another dig at me because I said Oliver Wilson was so attractive.
Who said anything about Oliver Wilson? How'd we get back to him?
Well, if you must know, Larry, my thoughts have never left him since I first met him this afternoon.
And at the same time, Mary is with Rupert Barlow, sitting by the edge of a swimming pool.
Oh, well, it's getting late, Rupert, and I've got to get back home.
Why must you always hurry away, Mary, just when we're having a pleasant time together? It's as though you couldn't bear to be alone with me for any length of time.
Oh, nonsense, I wasn't even thinking of you. But of my child, who'll be wondering when I'm going to be home.
Well, that's the trouble, my dear. You never do think of me. Well, I think of you all the time.
Oh, I find that hard to believe, with all the people you know, and all the exciting things you do.
Exciting things? Do you know that for the past month I've scarcely seen anyone, been anywhere at all?
But why, Rupert? Since you're so entirely independent, I should think you'd be on the go all the time. I know I would if I were in your shoes.
If you'd pay just a little more attention to me, my dear, we could both find life exciting. There isn't any place we couldn't go.
Good heavens, Rupert, now I know you're teasing. And I find life quite exciting enough, with a husband on the stage and a son who's growing up faster than I can realize. It keeps me busy all the time.
Busy, no doubt. But does it satisfy you? Are you really content to sit there in that little home of yours, waiting for your husband to come home at any ghastly hour he likes? Or not at all?
Well, after all, it's his work, you know.
You always rise to his defense, don't you, Mary? No matter what Larry does, no matter how many other women he falls in love with.
That's not true.
Isn't it? Well, just think back. Wasn't there a certain woman several years ago who carried on a flagrant love affair almost in your backyard?
No.
Oh, come now. That was before I met you and Larry, but I read about it. I heard about it, as who didn't? Her name was Regina Rawlings.
Oh,
yes.
Regina.
And now there's Claudia. Don't you think I know from experience what kind of a woman Claudia is? Do you expect me to believe that this great friendship she and Larry have formed is entirely platonic?
If you insist on being disagreeable, Rupert, then I wish you'd call me a car so that I can get back home.
Mary, don't be like that, please. I didn't mean to hurt you. That's the last thing in this world I'd want to do. But at the same time, I can't stand by and see you treated as you are being treated. Why don't you look the facts square in the eye and admit that you've been wretched ever since Larry brought Claudia Vincent right into your very home and made you accept her as a guest?
Don't say any more, Rupert, please. I don't want to hear any more.
But you do understand. I know you do, Mary. And I want you to know that I'm waiting here. Day after day, week after week, just in case you should want me. You should call on me to help you through this bad time.
But it isn't true, Rupert. None of it is true.
You're far too lovely, too young, too good. You deserve to be appreciated. Not to be used as a convenience.
Rupert, you don't know what you're saying. Larry and I are very happy. We're just as happy as we could be.
Oh, there now, Angel. I know how it is. We won't speak of it anymore. I had to tell you. Because I know that you need someone to turn to. Someone who considers you the loveliest of women. Now, don't let this flagrant romance between Larry and Claudia break your heart, Mary. Try to look on me as a possible candidate for the love that I know you're capable of.
I really think I must be going. I don't think you ought to say these things to me, Rupert.
Well, it's only because I care so deeply about you, Mary. Because I want to see you happy, as you deserve to be.
But I am happy. Very happy. And I simply must get home.
Of course. I'll take you at once. Let's go and get my car.
But I must find Maud Marlowe. I haven't seen her in some time.
Well, nonsense. She's probably having a fine time talking with the others. Why drag her away when it's so unnecessary?
But we came together. How would she get home?
Well, Victor will take her. Or Oliver. He seems to think my car's there for his use at all times. Let him be useful to someone else. Now, come along, Mary, my dear. I'll leave word with Victor to bring Miss Marlowe when she's ready.
I don't like to go without telling her, Rupert.
Well, you know perfectly well if you tell her you're going, she'll insist on coming with you.
But she may be ready.
Well, I'm sure she isn't. I saw her a little while ago in the most spirited conversation with Oliver. Now, let her enjoy herself, Mary. Surely you can let me drive you home to Rosehaven without disrupting the entire party.
Mary looks around to see if she can catch sight of Maud Marlowe. But her friend, the well-known character actress, is nowhere to be seen. So Mary accepts Rupert Barlow's arm as he leads her toward the house. Julia Dixon, however, is just coming down the path as they approach. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.